we're ready to head into Studio 2A. This week, we invite Mama Cole to join us for the next hour with her band. The new album is called Dance Hall Crush. We've been enjoying it here on KXCI, and you'll get to enjoy these tracks live right now. Take it away.
Desert sun, when it hits the horizon, that's when the colors come. Then they're gone in the turn of an hour. Darkness is falling down, but our love won't go that way. We set this fire ablaze, don't ever let it fade. Beneath this air, let's keep loving while we're still alive. Take my hand, maybe we got miles to run. I don't wanna look behind. I don't wanna have lost the time. I wanna catch each ray of that golden sun. I wanna catch each ray of that golden sun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson. My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. And I am so pleased to be joined by Mama Cole and her band.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being here. So let's start off with introductions. Not everyone's got a mic, so why don't you do everyone the honor of introducing.
All right, we got tonight. Mr. Joshua Carruthers over here on the drums. Mr. Tuya Lund is on the bass. Steph Keppen on the keys and backing vocals. And Mr. Alvin Blaine, you just heard on electric guitar and banjo, and he may surprise you later with another instrument. I'm Kara, Mama Cole, playing acoustic and singing for you.
Right. Well, it is wonderful to have you down and to be able to share these tracks from the new album. So why don't we kind of start at the beginning of the story for this album. So the last time that we had you on Locals Only, it was, I don't think it was that long after you'd started playing out in Tucson. Mm-hmm. And you had not yet released any music as a Tucsonan. You were still, you right. know, sharing tracks from a former life, so to speak.
Yeah.
So how long into your life in Tucson was it before you started cooking up the tracks that ended up on this album?
I would say most of these are from the last year and a half. And one of them, that last one we did with the Patsy Cline revamp in the minor key, I've been sitting on that for a long time, wanting to record that. And Tucson has really, and Arizona has really influenced this music dramatically. Because we started playing at the Maverick nightclub, and I had my eyes on that gig for a long time and finally got my shot. And I was like, well, this is really fun. Everybody's dancing. I love the way people interact with music, but I really want to play my songs.
Yeah.
And you can't play like singer-songwriter too much slow stuff in there because it's just not what we're going for. So I started getting the idea of I want to do some songs that would work in here. And I want to like see everybody like jump on the floor to my songs. So I started writing around that, and some of the songs are specifically like designed that way. And also, you know, there's some really stuff that I just needed to get out of my heart and in here for sure too.
Tell me about that experience, you know, as you were playing that gig and started to incorporate some of these new songs, some of these original songs. What was the reaction from the crowd that's, you know, used to hearing favorites, right?
They have to hear them, and you have to put it in front of them so they can hear it. And I got really good response. People would come up and be like, we love that one. You got to put that one on the album. And now, you know, that the album's out and they can listen to it, I mean, they just rush. The dance floor fills up as soon as I play one of my songs that's meant for that.
Yeah.
And so it feels really great, and it's just a wonderful way to connect and interact. There's a lot of people who come out and just listen too. But the dancing's fun. It's like we're putting on a show together.
Was the process of writing songs that were that you specifically had that context in mind for, did that feel like a different songwriting process than when you're, you know, putting pen to paper for the more singer-songwriter oriented material?
Yeah, it felt more like producing, I would say, in terms of like thinking about the whole feel, like what rhythms did I want to try. And I was actually really attracted to, I could see what people were responding to in the covers that we would play. I wanted to do a Latin song because I loved when we would play a Latin country song and people would like rush out and dance a little different, and you just see like the moves, and I was like, I want to experience that and write around that. So I did a concept album before, the one that I was talking to you about when I was on here before.
Yeah.
And concept is really great because it gives you something to write about.
Sure.
It gives you like a reason to write and different things to try.
Yeah.
So that was really wonderful in that way.
So were some of the ideas, you talked about that you also had just some things that you had to get out there, right? And I'm curious about some of the overlap between songs that you were writing knowing that you wanted to get people out on the dance floor and then just some of the emotional expression that came out as well. Did you find that those were separate batches of songs, or did the lines start to blur?
Well, I like emoting with waltzes, and I feel like waltz is a really important form of Western dance that is actually not being made very much anymore. So when a song came out that way, that was like very much like I wanted to capture a feeling I had for my husband, that worked really well.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't do five of those, but we can do one a set, yeah. You know? And also, you know, just thinking about live performance too, like just wanting people in the audience to feel different feelings and yeah. So, but, you can write, you know, you don't like, once you have your rhythm going, you can decide what it's going to be about. It can be about anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the coolest thing with country music, it can be like really sad, but be really upbeat and, and like make you feel really happy. Like, so.
So tell me about the recording process for the album.
We recorded at St. Cecilia Studios and, had a wonderful time with Steven. It was just awesome. I mean, I did a lot of research. I luckily am connected to all these wonderful musicians that you see in this room, mm-hmm. and other people in town who had a lot of good, different ideas for me to check out. And I just felt really good about that space and, executed most of everything there. I did a lot of my vocals at home in my closet, which was, really nice. Avelino Sanchez came over and had never hung out with him before, but I saw him on stage and I really wanted a male vocal on that first song, Arizona Sunset. You can mm-hmm. hear it on the album. It's like, well, now we're just first time hanging, but let's go in my closet and just sing your heart out for me.
Uh-huh.
And it was just really fun. It was really nice to do the vocals at home because I could play and play and play and I didn't feel like anyone was waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I could take a break and I could come back and was really blessed to have kind of one of my most loyal fans as a home recording buff and hobbyist, and he lent me a microphone, and so I had access to that, and that was a game changer. So the recording process was long, and it, you know, you want to work so hard, and you can't let it go until it's like just right. So it was longer than I wanted it to be, mm-hmm. but it was worth it because I couldn't let any little piece of it go.
You alluded to the fact that you had an incredible list of players that collaborated on the album. So when you were putting that producer hat on, did you have the sort of sounds of certain players in mind as you were starting to think about some of the arrangements, or was it, or were those things that took shape once you actually recruited the folks who were going to come in and lay down tracks?
Yeah, I definitely have my A team. And then if I want a particular instrument, I would look around and say, who do you guys recommend for that? And, mm-hmm. That's how that came about. Yeah. But I definitely already had some relationships that were nice with some of the greatest players in town. Lucky me. So it wasn't too hard to find people.
So if folks want to be able to find the album, what's the best way to do that?
It's everywhere streaming. And if you want to purchase it, you can come to a show. My CDs are always Pay What You Wish if you want to purchase a physical copy. I'm just really happy somebody wants to hold that and take it home with them.
Yeah.
And you can go to Bandcamp, another way to purchase. I've had some purchases from UK and Europe, and that's been kind of fun.
Cool.
So figuring out how to ship things over there. But but listening anywhere, all the things. It's distributed everywhere. So you just have to spell my name right, which
well,
most people
do
can't do. It's two M's in the middle. It's mama like Willie and Waylon spelled it is what I would say.
There you go.
And I just was hanging out with somebody. They're like, I really wanted to hear your music, but I couldn't find it. And I'm like, let me check. And it brought up like the last things you searched. Uh-huh. I'm like, yeah, it's spelled wrong. She's like, I thought I could spell mama right. I'm like, most people can't actually. You know, I got my own thing over here. I like the doubles. Uh-huh. I like all those triangles in there.
Yeah.
I'm
counting the peaks behind you. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pay an expensive dentist bill for Steph before the end of the night because no matter how far away I move, I keep hitting her microphone.
We're cozy in
but,
here.
But yeah, I'm so sorry.
My teeth are still intact.
Okay, good. Well, I'll keep the hand motions to a minimum and we'll get back into our next set here with Mama Cole. Anything you want to say to introduce the next one you're going to share?
This one, Lead Her On, it has a great video that we made at the Maverick and features dancers from different generations expressing their love on the dance floor and having some fun. So that's a really fun video to check out on YouTube.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
sure like the way you wear that Stetson. And I bet you're gonna wear the dance floor out. Once you your time, feeling so uninspired, running all day just a ragged from putting out the fire. You got the vision, but something's missing. You hear that voice, but now you gotta listen. Ain't gonna come to you just 'cause you're wishing. You gotta get it, girl, ain't nobody to help. Do it yourself. Get a girl if you know what you want. Get a girl for somebody else to. I see you dragging your boots like you got something to lose. Too scared to make the wrong choice, so you just don't choose. Baby, if you want it, then get right on it. You told yourself a big lie, then you bought it. You want to change it first, you gotta own it. You gotta get it, girl, ain't nobody to help. Get it, girl, you gotta do it yourself. Even if it hurts, you're gonna do the work. You know what you're worth, you're gonna do the work. You wanna give something birth, you're gonna do the work. Hands in the dirt, get on down and get to work. Ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo. It's all that you need. Get it, girl. Take all the weight on your soul. Get it, girl. Then you turn it to gold.
little slow waltzy one, huh? You threw down your love, came on like the wind. Well, I liked it so much that I let the rules bend. And then I showed you my dream. You've done, you made me a one-man woman. My heart and my bone, no more than my mind. They'll find their way me like that. You shake the leaves from my tree. How long life can last, there ain't no guarantee. But I'll still be your you've done. You made me a one-man woman. Yeah, look what you've done. You made me a one-man woman. One man, woman right there. All right, we're going to do a song that was very, very much inspired by Tucson. It's the first place I tasted mezcal. And I thought there should be a country song about that. So Alvin's getting out a different instrument for this one. We're going to do a little Tex-Mex sound here with For Everything Bad Mezcal. One, two, oh, one, two, three. We'll take two glasses, no ice. Now doesn't that smoke taste nice? You've got too much on your mind. You need to leave it behind. It doesn't seem so sad. Think of the fun we could have. Darling, you can't go back.
Tu alma muere de sed por el toque de esa mujer. Perdiste tu corazón por el pozo del amor. La gloria del vida gira y vuelve tu sonrisa. No hay más que hacer, solo cena tu vaso otra vez. For everything bad mezcal, and for everything good as well. For everything bad mezcal, and for everything good as well. Hey! Para todo mal mezcal. Y para todo bien también, para todo mal mezcal, y para todo bien también.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I am live in Studio 2A with Mama Cole and her band. That was a fun one.
It's a drinking song.
Alvin is a man of many talents.
He is. About 15 of them.
That's it?
Yeah. He can cook, too.
So, let's give folks a little preview of when they can catch you coming up live. So get out your handy-dandy cheat sheet. What's the what are the upcoming
That's
opportunities
right.
to catch Mama Cole in concert?
That's right. I was supposed to put that in my notes. You know, I get to be a part of something fun in December, which is the Tucson Opry on December 9th yes. at Congress.
Uh-huh.
Robbie Faulks will be kind of the headliner. I got to open for him way back in the day, so that's going to be exciting for me to see him again and like go back to my youth. and there's a number of other musicians. I get to do one of my Christmas songs that I've written. And also in December, we'll be back at the Maverick. I'm going to look, I think at least the 10th. Okay, December 10th.
You got your manager over here.
Thank you for
Colonel
helping
to.
Yeah. That was the one thing I didn't get to. But yeah, I do a number of shows. I do been playing at Corbett's, the new amazing complex of sports and bar and food and wonderfulness. And with my buddy Grant Bloom, we're going out as Bloom and Cole with our duo.
Cool.
That's pretty fun. And I think that's all the shows I need to plug at this time. Okay. I do have an exciting show that hasn't quite been announced yet, but we'll be doing the Dolly Hoot for the fourth year this year on her birthday. That's a show that I curate and host and bring a bunch of different artists. Steph Keppin will be there. Crystal. We will be doing that on January 19th at 191 Tool.
Cool. Wow. Dolly Hoot is growing.
Yes, it is. I'm hoping to sell that sucker out.
All right.
We'll be calling KXCI, telling them about it.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, if folks want to be able to keep track of what's going on, is the best way to do that on social media? What's the...
Folks all have their own preference, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
So the artist has to be everywhere.
Yeah.
I post on Instagram and Facebook. I've not gotten into the... what's that other one called that everybody loves that put on little
TikTok.
Videos? TikTok, yes. Not quite there yet. And I do have Bands in Town, which uploads. I put all my gigs on there.
Okay.
And then that keeps my website up to date. I'm not a real Facebook event maker, but there for certain gigs I do. There'll definitely be one for Dolly Hoot, and there's probably already one for the Tucson Opry.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. But Bands in Town kind of aggregates all that stuff. It all rolls up in
there. I hope so.
Like...
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
As long as I put it on there.
Okay. I'm curious now that, you know, you mentioned that it was a long gestation period for this album, you know, putting it together. Now that it's in the world, now that folks have had it in your hands, is your relationship to these songs changing in any way?
You know, I just noticed more people are dancing to them at the Maverick, and I'm trying to get them out there on radio. I'm actually doing my own radio promo calls. Most artists and labels hire a person called a radio promoter who they pay like $1,000 to $2,000 a month to make their calls for them. And that's the best way because that person has all the relationships. But I might become a radio promoter after this because I have like the numbers and I'm dialing and I'm leaving messages and I'm getting creative. I'm on week two of calls. So I don't know if that answers your question, but I mean, the songs are definitely locking in and it's just like we're more and more comfortable with them as we get to play them live. And it's just so nice to have your own material that you're really proud of to present.
Yeah.
And I make a point to play all of these songs when I play.
Yeah.
So I do, you know, I'm a working musician, so I play a lot of cover gigs, mm-hmm. but I'm putting them all in now and it feels great.
That's great. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, you can spare yourself the call to KXCI because this album's already in heavy rotation.
Right. Right.
So
it
we're
is.
Doing
Thank
our part.
You. Thank you guys to all the DJs. I just want to come up to me and say, they're playing the music on KXCI and not just on Tuesday. Not just Rose Lady. I was like, wow, man, I'm getting out there. That's cool. You know, he came to the Maverick because he heard about the music on KXCI.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get into one more set here with Mama Cole. We've got until 10 o'clock. So we'll definitely be able to squeeze all these in. And if we have a little bit of time to chat again at the end, we can do that too.
Okay. We've got more songs we could always throw in.
Oh, yeah. Keep them going. People want to hear music. They don't want to hear me. So,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do a Ghost Town Get Down right now. It's not just for Halloween, y'all. It's good to be spooky all the time. All right. One, two, three. Oh, I just bring this one.
Way out west of some forgotten highway, where the tumbleweeds bowl and the moon shines brightly. There's a gathering in an old ghost town. I want to linger there after the sun goes down. In the desert night with the coyotes howling, when a hundred lost souls from the dark come calling. They got a need to move to that country beat, kicking up the dust with their phantom feet. They're doing around midnight, those doors start swinging. With the band, you cry like a death bell ringing. They're gonna tear the roof from that old saloon. If you don't wanna dance, you better get gone soon. Ghost rider, say, Ibikai, oh, Ibikai, I get it.
we're gonna do a cover of a Linda Ronstadt tune here. That's a fun one. Well, yeah, it looks like we're ahead. We're a little bit ahead of schedule, so we could play, give you a little taste of our Maverick dance show. Well, let's do. I just put these guys on the spot, you know. Just play some other tunes. Come on, let's go. So we're gonna do. I like playing the older stuff, but. I was actually moving to Tucson when I started to open myself up to music after the 1980s. And there's been this 90s country craze, and I was in on it before everybody else, by the way. But that was the young people getting into anyway, picking up some tunes. And now we're even doing some modern stuff. And there's, I think as a younger person, I was very... It's funny to think younger people would be closed-minded, but I was kind of closed-minded. I decided the older stuff was good, and that was all there could be. And then it's like that older stuff was new at one point. So how does that work? So we're going to do a little Kelsey Ballerini tune that I like a lot called Hole in the Bottle. ¶¶
ain't my fault, so don't blame me. I swear I just came here to unwind and have one drink. The way it looks, ain't much a thing. This Cabernet has a way of vanishing on me. There's a hole in the bottle leaking all this wine. It's already empty, it ain't even supper time. But I know I don't miss it. The fact is, it left my mind. There's a hole in the bottle of wine. I keep my cool, play by all the rules. I swear 10 minutes ago that bottle was full. I won't cry. Ruby red, I'm sipping on. There's a hole in the bottle leaking all this wine. It's already empty, it ain't even supper time. But I know I don't miss him. The fact is, it left my mind. There's a hole in the bottle of wine. Oh, yeah. Cause the other one was broken. Now this one's halfway gone and it's barely even open. There's a hole in the bottle leaking all this wine. It's already empty, it ain't even supper time. Honey, no, I don't miss it. The fact that it's left my mind. There's a hole in the bottle of wine. You may ask me where it's going, but I can't even find the hole.
All right, we're going to take it back to the original music here with a little Love Maintenance. This song got played on a blues show. I was like, that's about right. It's pretty bluesy. Things been feeling a little broke around here. I've been needing your attention, my dear. Working so hard, everything but the most important thing of all. I think we need a little love maintenance. Just wanna make you feel my love. Disconnection, we let too many days go by. You've been reaching for me, but I didn't see. Something bad for everything you
just want to make you feel my love.
Sass on our way out, huh? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, who do you think you came in with? My body wasn't maybe sitting down. Now, if you don't like dancing, you're done. Done romancing. There's plenty of the guys in town. I need a man with lots of money, gonna kiss you, call me honey, and hop the honky tonks as well. Oh, who do you think you came here with? Can't you see that I'm a good time gal? Yes, now. Who do you think you came here with? Can't you see that I'm a good time gal?
You've been listening to Mama Cole live in Studio 2A. The new album, Dancehall Crush, is available wherever you find your music. Bandcamp, streaming services, the whole like, or catch Mama Cole in concert, buy a CD. That does it for us tonight here on Locals Only. Have a wonderful week. Spend the rest of your evening with us here on KXCI.